Okay, good evening, everyone. It's like Rabbi Eisenberg mentioned, it's really amazing to be here. And I walked in here at 7:28, and I saw a handful of people. I'm okay, cool. And as 10 minutes went on, and the room was packed. I'm not sure I have enough copies. I'm excited because excited to learn Torah, to share Torah, and especially when it comes to Zionism. So, officially, I am from Israel, so I feel comfortable talking about this. My English, as you could hear, is pretty fine for an Israeli, because I can't say I made Aliyah, because I was dragged to the airport when I was 3.5 years old. But I was born in New York. My parents really made Aliyah. Do the math, how old I am. I was 87, August 87. This is my third year. As part of the YWT Ramatun Kollel. It's been an amazing experience, and actually, it's in like 100 days, the middle of July, we're going back to Israel. It's time to go home. So today, that's enough for the intro. Today I want to talk about Rav Kalischer. I won't spend so much time focusing on his bio. I mean, there's a long Wikipedia page for that. I want to take Rav Kalischer's idea, of course, to connect it to the days we are before Pesach, and try to figure out what was his mission, what did he bring, what was his idea. So just a few lines, just to get a sense who Rav Kalischer was. So Rav Zvi Hirsch Kalischer, born 1795, passed away 1874, was a harbinger of the Zionist idea. So you could read here, he was born in Prussia, etc., learned by Rav Akiva Iger. He settled there, he was a rabbi. Last two lines that I brought here, his major activity, and on this I want to focus, however, throughout his life, was advocating the idea of mass settlement of European Jewry in Eretz Yisrael. How? What was his sticker, you know, election days? I remember as a child in Israel, the big thing was collecting these stickers. In Israel, every other car has, you can't see the windshield, it's full of stickers. In Israel, every other year there's elections. So he collects stickers. What was his sticker? What was his statement? What did he go with? He wrote a letter to Rothschild in 18 Taf Kuf Tzadivav, which is 1836, almost 180 years ago, actually, trying to convince him to donate and be part of this idea of going to Israel. How? What did he say? What was his ideas? It's all in here. Highly recommend. Drishat Tzion, Rav Zvi Hirsch Kalischer. It's really, really recommended. And you see here, it's not the authentic one, it's a copy of the letter he wrote. I couldn't read this. But it's a letter he wrote to Rothschild convincing him, okay, we got to do this. How? Advocating for the idea of settlement in Israel. What did he say? That's what I want to figure out today. But first we'll start from, it's Monday, so we could still talk about the previous parsha, Tazria. And I think there's an interesting question. Source number one. Nega tzarat ki tiyeh be'adam v'uvay l'kohen. We have the English on the left side. V'ra ha'kohen v'ineset levana ba'or v'yascha se'ar lavan v'mechiyat basar chai baset. This guy has spots, white spots on his body, okay. We suspect it's tzarat. Tzarat, noshenity. The kohen says, yes, sorry, dude, tzarat, okay. You gotta go outside. From the camp, pasuk yudbet v'im parach tifrach hatzarat ba'or. What happens if the tzarat spreads on his entire body? V'chifta tzarat et kol or hanega miroshu v'ad raglav l'chol mareach inak when. The Kohen sees something that's a tzarat. He had on his hand. He had on his leg. He had it on his forehead. And suddenly the tzarat spreads on his entire body. So here's the question: if I have 4 or 5 spots of tzarat on my body, tamei, right outside for a week. We'll check on you again in another week. But here. If the tzarat spreads on his entire body, what would our logic say? Obviously. Whoa, go further. We'll check you in a month, not in a week. Pasuk yud gimel v'ra kohen v'inech ista tzarat et kol besoro. Spread on his entire body. V'tihar et hanaga. You're tahor. Kulo hafach lavan. Because it's all white. Your entire body is white. Your entire body is full of tzarat. Tahohu. And then, what if I find live skin, right? It cleans up a little bit, meaning it's not my entire body, it's tzaraat. I see, oh, suddenly, you know, I see normal skin on my hand, tameh again. What's going on here? The Mishnah, actually, in your next page, the Mishnah in Masechet Negaim told us, ha-poreach min ha-tameh, tahor. This guy is tameh, because they had 4, 5, 6 spots, and now it spreads on his entire body, like we said in the Torah, tahor. Yes, we need to still figure out why, how come, why does it make sense, but you're tahor. Chazru bo rashei evarim, like we said, you know, now it cleaned up a little bit, then I see normal color of his body, tameh. Until he's entirely clean, no tzarat, only a little, maybe spot, like a grease, a little amount, fine, then tahor. What if, min hatahor, tameh? What if it didn't happen gradually, meaning it didn't build up, he didn't have the 4 or 5 spots and then his entire body was white, rather, he was tahor, random day, everything okay, suddenly 3 p.m., tzarat and his entire body, one shot, not a few spots and then grew, then spread it out. One shot his entire body. What would be the halacha? The Mishnah says, tameh. If it didn't happen slowly, building up to the entire body, but in one shot, then he's tameh. So two things I don't get here. A, why is he tahor if it's spread out on his entire body? And if he's tahor, which we don't understand why wouldn't he be tahor in a case also that it just suddenly happened on a random 3 p.m. Tuesday? Chazru bo rashei evarim, tameh. Going to the previous case, like we said in the Torah, if his entire body was white after being 4, 5, 6 spots, and now he goes back, tameh, ad shtachzor beharato lekmo shehaita, until it goes back and he's clean. So we need to figure that out. What's going on here? That was question number one and a half. Okay, why if tameh 4 or 5 spots, then entire body tzarat tahor, and if that should be tahor, why if it it's in one shot, not 4 or 5 spots, and then tahor. Why, if it's one shot, tameh? One shot, his entire body tzarat. Why would he be tameh? Parshat Bechukotai, we have the parsha of the curses. Some of us may not remember this because usually the whoever reads the Torah reads it quietly. Usually the Rav gets that Aliyah because we don't embarrass anybody to get, okay, finally I get Aliyah. They wanted to give me an Aliyah and I get it on Parashat HaKlalot. I get it on the curses. Okay, so the Rav takes it, fine. But in the middle of that Parashat HaKlalot, I see I didn't bring the previous Pesukim, but there's so many Pesukim there of really bad curses. Pesuk Mem Bet, in the middle of Parashat HaKlalot, V'zacharti et briti Yaakov, Vaf et briti Yitzchak, Vaf et briti Avram izkor, Ve'aret izkor. Hashem promised us, don't worry, I'll remember the covenant I had with you, I'll remember also the land of Israel. And that occurred. So actually, the custom is for a lot of Torah readers to say that pasuk out loud. You read like 60, 70 curses, all the pasukim, and then this pasuk they say out loud. And then we go back reading quietly, because right after this, we were in the middle of Parashat HaKlalot, the curses, Ve'aretz Te'azev, you're going to leave the land, meaning the land will kick you out, you go out to exile, etc. Going back to the curses. And here we go back and read quietly. I heard recently that there is another, I wasn't aware, there is another custom to read this Pasuk Mem Bet in Perek Vav of the curses, to read it also as part of a curse. Quietly. Don't want to shout it out loud. The question is, how, and it makes sense, in the middle of the curses, we need to figure out, but how this pasuk, membet, meaning that Hashem will remember the land of Israel, how is that not a positive pasuk? Okay, that was question number two. But the main topic today was the first new moon, Rav Kalisher's journey, and I want to talk about the moon. That will be our third topic today, and through that idea, I hopefully and eventually understand Rav Kalisher's mission and how he convinced Rothschild and others to build, to go back to the land of Israel. So we read also this in our parasha, not only Tazria, we had Parashat HaChodesh, Parashat Bo, Perik Yud Aleph, Vayomer Moshe, source number 2, Vayomer Moshe, Ko Amar Hashem, Kachatzot HaLaila, Ani Yotze B'toch Mitzrayim, midnight, almost midnight, Kachatzot, I'm going out to Mitzrayim, meaning we all know, Ani velo malach, Ani velo saraf, we'll say in a few days in the Haggadah, Hashem, He's doing it, about to do what? Makat Bechorot. Umet kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, Bechor Paro, Hayoshev al Kis'o, Ad Bechor HaShivcha Asher HaRechaim, Achar HaRechaim, Bechor Bechor Bema, Hashem's going to kill everyone. Ve'aita tse'aka gdola Bechor Eretz Mitzrayim. It's a very bothering description here. No, it's going to be terrible. Ulechol Bnei Yisrael lo yichratz kelev l'shono, but don't worry. Whoever is a member of Am Yisrael, have a good night's sleep. Ve'ardu chol avadecha ele elai, v'ishtachavu li lemor tse'ata. Don't worry, that's going to be the end. After 9 plagues, after 210 years of slavery, here, it's happening now, and you'll go out. Right after that, in Perek Yud Bet, right, so that Perek ends, Pasuk Yud, that's the end of that Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Bet, we're at the height of the tension here. Middle of the story, it's about to happen, timeout. There's a timeout here. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. Oh, actually, I forgot something to tell you that I didn't mention. He said, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim u'rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana." Oh, sorry, Nisan should be your first month. And it's not a 20-second timeout; it's a full timeout. Because if you skip to Rashi's the next page, he says, "Nitkasha Moshe al molad alevana." He didn't get it. Whoa, what does that mean? And Hashem had to explain it to him. What do you mean I need to do Kiddush HaChodesh? Show me that moon. What size? What angle do I need to see the moon for in order? Hashem had to show him, had to draw a picture and show him this exactly moon, this kind of moon from that angle. Kazera Eve Kaddish. Middle of the story. I mean, it's not part of the introduction or whatever. And right after that, we go back to the story. Pasuk Zayin. Before the Rashi I just read, v'lakhu min adam, now I'm going back, okay, we're preparing for this makat bechorot, for the last plague, take from the blood, right from the lamb you shechted, and put the blood on the two doorposts, etc. We're going back to preparation for makat bechorot. Why is a chodesh lachem? It's mamish, the middle of the story. Why is that mentioned there? And Moshe and Hashem were sitting and learning that sugya for a while. Wait, what's going on? Okay. This idea of Kiddush HaChodesh and that Nisan should be the first month and the idea of the moon, if you see that specific moon, that you should do something, the Kadesh, you should make that holy, that's even more surprising when we read the first. Some of you may know this Rashi of the Torah. Rashi says, Rashi, Bereshit, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo haya tzerech latchil et haTorah, ela mehachodesh hazeh lachem. Actually, the Torah should have started in the Pasuk Yud Bet, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Bet, haChodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodeshim hu, Rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. And not from Bereshit bara Elohim et haShemayim et haAretz, veHaaretz hayta tohu vavohu, etc. Could you imagine that kind of opening of the Torah? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Whoa, hello, who are you? What's going on? What's this world? What a little... HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. We had to start the Torah like that. Meaning not only the story of the moon, Kiddush HaChodesh, is in middle of, you know, page 276 in this long book, middle of the book, and little where now the tension is happening, but also the Torah, Rashi is telling us, you know, the Torah had to start with that story of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now if the Torah had to start with that, that maybe means the Kiddush HaChodesh thing is significant. It's the first mitzvah. Rashi says you had to open with that. Well, the opening usually is powerful. Rashi explains that, you know why? Technical issue, we didn't start with that. Because Koch Masav Yigid Lamot to tell the goyim one day, who could imagine? But yes, other nations will try to grab our small little land. So you won't have to look for it. It won't be in Shmot Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Bet. It will be in Bereshit Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph to show them, hey, funny, God created the world. He gave it to us. What do you want? I mean, you know, interesting suggestion. I think we should try to use this more instead of maybe other arguments. To say, God gave it to us. Okay. But this Kiddush HaChodesh, this moon idea, in the middle of the story, and really, we should have opened the Torah with that. Now, this is more surprising. If you go and see the Gemara about this idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, Amar Rabbi Acha, in the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Rabbi Acha, son of Chanina, quote the name of, in the name of Rabbi Asi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaMevarech Al HaChodesh Bizmano. When I do this bracha of Kiddush HaChodesh, which today is Kiddush Levana, when I do this Kiddush Levana, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It's like I'm now accepting Hashem's kingdom. It's like I'm seeing Shechina. Kiddush Levana. I apologize, but if you ask me from the mitzvot of 613 mitzvot, Kiddush Levana would probably be 602. 601. Kiddush Levana, Pnei Shechina. Shabbos, Tefillin, Brit Milah, I don't know, saying Shema. Kiddush Levana. You know, in Chicago it happens maybe once, twice a year. Finally we could see a moon. It's not cloudy. So here we're never Pnei Shechina. That's a mitzvah. Kiddush Levana. Shut Maharil says even more than that. You know, there's also some weird customs in Kiddush Levana. Did you notice? There's a custom, see people jumping. No, I mean stretching after Shabbos. I don't know what it is. Keshem Shani, right? You say Keshem Shani Roket Kenegdech, right? We're seeing Hashem and we're doing these moves. And also, did anybody think of this Shalom Aleichem thing? Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. Well, what is that for? There's weird stuff happening there in Kiddush Levana. Have any idea?
We're friendly.
What? Once a month, we're friendly. Got it. Okay? So what is it? It says Shut Maharil. ומה שנותנים שלום לחברו אחר ברכת לבנה, after this קידוש לבנה, and he had a long, he goes back and forth, that those three dots in the brackets are like a page and a half, וטעמי הועילו מצווה רבה עבדי, it's a great mitzvah, weird, we didn't explain how, we said it's 601 in the list of 613, but he said it is a great mitzvah, obviously it is because we're seeing Shechina, we didn't figure it out how yet, דחשיב לי כקבלת פני שכינה, ראוי לתת שלום זה לזה מתוך שמחה ולב טוב שקיבלו פני שכינה. You know why we're saying Shalom Aleichem? Because we're so excited that we saw Hashem. And I'm saying, so I got to share it with someone. Chicago, Michael Jordan. It's like I meet Michael Jordan. I got his autograph. Lehavdil, sorry. Lehavdil, I met Michael Jordan. Got his autograph. I'll keep it to myself. I'll go, I got Michael Jordan's autograph and I'll show it to you. Hey guys, you saw that? I'll be excited. I want to share with someone. I saw now Shechina. Shalom Aleichem. You know I saw Shechina? That's what's happening here. I did not feel in Kiddush Levana in my past 32 years. Maybe you did. But Shut Maharil says, we're saying Shalom Aleichem because we're pumped up. We're so excited. We've got to share this. Hey, Jew! I saw Shechina. Okay? Weird. Let's start answering our questions. Meiri says, "V'ad ematay mevarchim." When? What's the limit to saying Kiddush Levana? What's the latest I could say Kiddush Levana? 15th. Okay. Im lo berech rishona. If you didn't say the bracha on the first opportunity, first night, we have the custom to do today after third, three nights. But he said, "Im lo berech rishona mevarech bashnia." Do you didn't do Aleph Nisan? Do Bet Nisan. V'chen ad shtitmalep gimata. V'te'aseh ken napa. Napa is a sifter. Meaning you could say the bracha on Kiddush Levana until the moon is round. When is the moon round?
15.
Middle of the month. V'hu ad shisha asar yom. It's the 16th, okay. B'chodesh. Aval mikan ve'elach. Starting from the 16th day. Yeshanahi. The moon is not a new moon. It's an old moon. V'ein ra'ui levarech aleh elam. I can't say Mechadesh Chodeshim. Hashem renewed and gave me a new month. The bracha is when it's a new moon. Now I would may have thought that I should say the bracha on the 15th. Perfect moon. Sometimes we're confused. Is that at the moon? Is that the sun? Right? It's round. It's shiny. No. The bracha should be said in the beginning. You can't do it in the beginning. Do it in the second day. And then third. Max 15th. But it looks like the ideal mitzvah is saying the bracha as early as you can. Why?
Zvizim Martin.
Sorry?
Zvizim Martin.
But I would think the mitzvah should be when the moon's perfect. The reason Makdimin, I would say, they would in the day 15 early at night and not midnight. But the moon's perfect. No, I'm benching, I'm saying the bracha when I could barely see the moon. It's tiny. I can't hear you, sorry. Rush to the mitzvah. That was the same idea. But maybe I would think the perfect mitzvah would be when it's the moon's perfect.
And then you only have one day to do it then.
Right? Okay. Maybe 3 days, you know, the moon slowly.
But then it's mature at that time. It's not Chodesh. It's mature.
It's the moon.
Yeah. And you said you want to do the Chodesh. The
right. Chodesh, it's not Chadash, you're beginning. Saying. It's not a beginning. Okay. I want to suggest that the idea here is Kiddush HaChodesh is on the potential. If I say the bracha on the first day, it means it has 14 more days to grow until it becomes perfect. Once it's day 16, it's now only going down, disappearing. First day, right, I'm tiny, but I have so much to go. I have a big journey now. I can climb. And I think that idea is a fundamental idea in Judaism. It's about my journey. It's about fixing. It's about tshuva. It's about my movement. Hashem doesn't want us to be perfect. We're not angels. You're not going to be perfect. You're not a perfect moon. That's not ideal. Ideal is if you understand now you have a small moon and it's a process and you can move on and grow. The bracha is on the growing. You should do it on the first day because, wow, now I have a potential of growth. And that is the first mitzvah, because that is it's the first mitzvah, and it potentially should have been in the beginning of the Torah, because that's the basic of Torah. It's about us moving, it's about us growing, it's about me being better than what I was an hour ago, being what I was yesterday. It's not about, oh, I'm not perfect. Of course I'm not perfect. Of course I'm not Avraham Avinu. Am I a better Yosef than I was 2 days ago? That's Judaism. Shulchan Aruch says, you know, before that, we have a famous saying, "B'makom shebalei tshuva umdim, tzadikim gemurim einam umdim." Tzadik gemur, you know, perfect person, righteous. In one sense, he's the tshuva, whoever did tshuva, meaning he was a rasha for decades, and now he did tshuva, he's greater than a tzadik. Why is he greater than a tzadik? Because he's working, because he's moving. Right, he's not there like the tzaddik, it doesn't matter, but he's now sweating, he's now working, he's moving, he's growing. And the moon's growing. And you say the bracha on that. We're going to say in a few days, Keneged arba banim divra Torah, right, the chacham, we have the rasha, tam and sheino yodeh lishol. So it's interesting, the chacham, okay, we get it first, the chacham, tzaddik, right, rasha is two. I would maybe expect rasha to be in the bottom of the list. We have Chacham, Tzadik, Rasha, why is he too? Chacham, Rasha, Tam, and She'ino Yodeh Lishol. The poor kid, he doesn't know how to ask. Why is that the order? So there's a few possible answers, but one that I like is She'ino Yodeh Lishol, it's not that he doesn't know how to ask, he doesn't want to ask. He's apathetic. He's sitting there in the Seder because he was dragged there. And he's like this toy. He's not interested. He's not interested. The Rasha is greater than him because the Rasha is banging on the table and says, "Ma avodah zot lachem? What is this?" Yeah, he's bashing, but he cares. He's bothered. I don't get this. I don't believe in this. Maybe even, but he's showing that he's there. He's part of it. By him saying, "I'm not part of it," he's saying, "I'm part of it." Because I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't believe in it. But he's there. She'ino yodeh lishol. I know what said he showed. There's barely hope for him because he's not engaged at all because he doesn't want to be engaged.
Has he learned yet? Has he learned anything yet? The one who doesn't know how to answer a question? So I see it as ask a question. The person who doesn't know how to ask a question realizes that he knows so little that they don't know how to put the words together to ask the right question.
That's one explanation. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm suggesting a different idea. Why should Noyo Deli Shol on the bottom of the list? Because he's a no rotze lishol. He doesn't want to ask. He's not engaged. He's not even mad at this. He doesn't care. If I'm mad at something, at least I care. I don't believe in that, okay, but you're showing you care. You're showing it bothers you.
Rasha is showing he doesn't care.
He cares. He's bothered about it. He's not interested, but at least he throw the plate and throw the table. I don't want to do this. But he's there. He's talking to me. He's angry, but he's communicating. This might be the possible answer for the tzarat question. Remember we asked, how come if I have few spots, I'm tummy, and then it grows, it spreads on my entire body, I'm tahor? So for that, there's a few possible answers. There's a nice Hasidic saying that if the Kohen sees the tzarat, a man, a person with tzarat on his entire body, no, it can't be. No such thing, a Jew that's filled with evil, that he's entirely full of tzarat, probably mistaken, tahor. Because every person has a little good point in it. Okay, Hasidic thing. Nice thing. But I want to suggest a little bit of a dangerous idea. I said dangerous, everyone woke up. So, in one sense, the guy that's filled with tzarat is closer to Hashem than the one that has only a few spots. Because when I draw a circle here, if Hashem is here, the guy that's full of tzarat, he's so far from Hashem. He's entirely full of tzarat, full of sins, but he's so far away, he's here. That doesn't work. He's here. He's so far, but actually, he's full with energy. He's like this Russia. So far. I don't believe in anything. I don't care. I don't want to do this. How could it be? Who's Hashem? He didn't take out of Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Leave me alone. But he's taking all his emotions and all his power, and he's so far. He's escaping from everything. But really, he's close to Hashem. No, look how close he is. He went so far, but easily. We need to just take him home. Listen, buddy, just sit down and take 2 minutes. I'll explain it to you. It's easy to engage him because at least he's interested. He's angry, he's pumped, he's... But really, it's easy just to take that step and, hey, just need to take one step. All your energy to there. But the guy with 4, 5, 6 spots of tzarat, he's here, down here. I'm fine, no, I only have 4 or 5 spots. I'm okay, I have a few sins. I'm Parv. Parv, the potential of growth is maybe not there. We said the moon's idea about potential of growth. This guy, the Russia, has more potential of growth, more potential of correcting, because he's engaged, he cares, he's angry, correct, but he's there, he's sitting at the table. She'eino yodea lishol, she'eino rotzeh lishol, is down here, he doesn't care. And that is the story of the tzarat. I have 5, 6, 7, 8 spots of tzarat, your tummy, because your potential of growth, of fixing that, is weaker than a person that's totally full with sins. Because we say, whoa, you're full with sins, you have so many energy, now take that energy somewhere else, to the right spot, because you're closer to Hashem, in one sense. And if you're full with your clean guy, no sins, no tzarat, and in Tuesday, 3 p.m., your entire body, like the Mishnah on the Gaon said, your entire body turns into tzarat, then your tummy, because now you went down. Now your potential of growth is weak, because from being good, without any tzarat, you were totally full of tzarat, so now you went the wrong direction. But a man with 5, 6 spots, and now he becomes suddenly full of tzarat, he may be grew now. He became from she'eino yoda, eino rotzeh lishol, down there, now with energy, full with tzarat. Whoa, okay, there's hope. You're engaged. Okay. Question on that shot? Okay, so that, yeah, question? That might be the answer for that. Shulchan Aruch told us, V'noagin lomar David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, and Kiddush Levana, going back to Kiddush Levana, have the custom to say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam also, She'malchuto nimshala Levana. Because his kingdom is like the moon, ve'atid li'tchadesh kmota, ve'knest Yisrael tachzor li'tabek ve'ba'ala shu ha'kadosh b'chuh. And in the future, we're going to have a king, a Mashiach from David. So we mentioned David Melech Yisrael. If we're seeing Shechina, we're mentioning also the future David HaMelech. But maybe I want to suggest, we mentioned David HaMelech from a different reason. Because of the Gemara in Moed Katan, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Mai Dichtiv in Am David Ben Ishai. The words in Tehillim in Am David Ben Ishai. What's in Am? He lectured. What is he saying? Hekim Ula Shel Tshuva. He created this idea, this notion of Tshuva. Maybe the reason we mention him in Kiddush Levanai, in Kiddush Chodesh, is because, well, the idea of the moon is growing, is fixing, is moving. Who had a copyright for that? David HaMelech. He created this idea that even though I'm down there, I could grow. I could collect myself and do tshuva. All the story of Kiddush HaChodesh, of Kiddush HaMana, is tshuva. Rav Hirsch, in source number 3, says, Ken kara Hashem b'mitzrayim al saf atid yudi chadash. Why are we mentioning this Kiddush HaChodesh idea in the middle of the story of right before Makat Bechorot? Because Hira lehem et ritzvat hakesef, he wanted to show, it's not a timeout. He showed them the moon and told them, HaChodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. Milulit, it means, literally it means, Tchila lehitchatshuyot. It's the beginning of you renewing yourself. והחודש מתחיל עתה בזה ראשון ולכם לחודשי השנה. Now it's a star point. שתי מצוות כלולות בזה. Two commands here. האחת, קידוש החודש על פי ראיית הלבנה בחידושה. קידוש החודש, קידוש לבנה is, we need to be, it's about us. If we don't do anything, if we don't go to Beit Din and say, hey, we saw the moon, no חודש. Shabbat is going to happen anyway. Shabbat is going to come in. Tefillin, I need to put on tefillin anyway. But there's a unique mitzvah here that I, it's about me. It's not going to happen if I won't go to Beit Din and say, hey, listen, I saw a moon. Different story today, we have calendars, but originally the mitzvah is two people need to come and say, I saw the moon. We need to do it. Okay, that's one idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. V'ashniyah liyot ha-Nisan Chodesh HaGeulah ha-poteach et seder Chodesh HaShana. Meaning Nisan should be the opening, the starting point, the most important month of the year. Nisan and not Sivan. I would say Sivan. Sivan, I would say. Okay, Tishrei could be also creation of the world, but I think Rav Hirsch is saying here Nisan, but not Sivan. Sivan is the ultimate goal, getting the Torah. The moon's perfect. No, we don't say a bracha on that. We don't say a bracha when you're perfect, when you got the Torah. Say a bracha on the first step. Nisan. I want to make your first step important. Your first move. That's A. B, you need to understand, you need to take that move, says Hashem. You need to do it like the moon, that you need to go to Beit Din and say. Says Hashem to Am Yisrael now, to Moshe Aaron, 210 years, 9 plagues, I'm about to give the 10th plague. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim before I take you out. It's not a timeout. It's essential to the story. Before I take you out, I need to know that you want to go out. I could pull you out, but you need to do that step. You need to move. You need to be like the moon, Kiddush HaChodesh, they're going to Beit Din and think, I want to Kadesh HaChodesh. You need to be active here. It's not going to happen if you don't do it. I'll do everything for you. I'll take you out. But you need to do something. Are you willing? I'll take you out of Mitzrayim. But are you willing to leave Mitzrayim? That maybe also could explain why they had to put blood on their doorposts. Hashem didn't know it. We said it's not an angel, it's not anybody else. Hashem is going out there. He didn't know which house is a Jewish house, which house is Egyptian. We need to do something. That blood was for us. To showing ourselves we're distinct from the Egyptians. We don't want to be part of this. We're willing to leave after 210 years. Yeah, we're slaves, we want to leave, but some of us there were so connected. We weren't sure we wanted to leave. The blood on the doorpost was not for Hashem, was for us. To show Hashem, yes, we're doing that step. We're going to leave Mitzrayim. Right after this Kiddush HaChodesh command, we saw in Pasuk Zayin there, came that idea of the blood, showing Hashem, yes, we want to leave Mitzrayim. Skip the Midrash Tanchuma, because time's, right, 8:30, Rabbi Eisenberg, something like that. Yeah? So, skip a little bit. This idea of we need to be active like Kiddush HaChodesh could also find in the story of Avraham Avinu, but also later on, we'll see soon Avraham Avinu, but later on when, okay, we're out, we did that, 210 years, but what happens now? We meet this Yam Suf, the sea, and Paro's running, Paro's chasing us. For what? We did it already. We left. We're out. 210 years. Why again Paro's running after us? Right? Hashem took us out, and then Vayakrev Paro, Paro's coming. For what? What does Hashem tell Moshe when Moshe screamed out to you? What does Hashem say? On the bottom, Pasuk Tetvav. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe matitzak elai. Leave me alone. Don't dive into me. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'isau. Move on. Now it's about you. You need to do it. I took you out of Mitzrayim just to show you that you could leave Mitzrayim. It's hard to leave Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim, you know, psh. Empire State Building there. Oh, sorry, that's not Mitzrayim. Okay, Mitzrayim, it's hard to leave Mitzrayim. Hashem showed you, look, I could take you, look, you could leave Mitzrayim. But now, Paro's going to run after you because now you need to do it. You deal with it. Don't dive into me. Now you fight Mitzrayim. Let's see if you could deal with it. And Nachshon got it and jumped into the water. And right after that, they had all the singing and dancing because they did it. They were part of it. Same story we had with Avraham Avinu. Vayomer Hashem Avraham, lech lecha me'artzecha, leave Canaan, go to Eretz Yisrael. And he gets here in Pasuk Zayin, Vayera Hashem Avraham, Vayomer lezaracha eten et haaretz hazot. Who's missing in this promise? Who's left out? Lezaracha eten et haaretz hazot. Your descendants will get this land. Who's not mentioned? Avraham. He did this crazy journey, and he's not even promised the land. Vayera Hashem el Avram, lezaracha, your descendants will get this land. That's weird. Right after that, Vahira Av Ba'aretz. Just like Paro is running after us, we've left Mitzrayim finally, now Paro is running after us. Avram got to Israel. Now we have famine. We need to go down to Mitzrayim. For what? Same idea. I brought you to Eretz Yisrael. I told you leave Canaan and I brought you through and I brought you to this land. Just to show you that, you could do that move. Now you need to do it. So I'll bring famine to the world. You're going to have to go down to Mitzrayim. And I'm not going to tell you to leave Mitzrayim. And he doesn't get a command. Perek Gimel told us, Vayal Avrami Mitzrayim Huvi Ishto. He just does it. Without Hashem telling him. Because Aram God's idea, being part of Eretz Yisrael, what it meant, that moment was a present from Hashem. But now, in order to acquire it, I need to do it. And then he gets a promise, Pasuk Tetvav, Ki it kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh, lecha etnena ulezaracha. Now Avram's mentioned. Before he was not mentioned, because he wouldn't get it if you don't do it. Same idea in Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I'm kiddush ha'chodesh, I'm giving you this mitzvah because the most important thing is you need to do it, you need to be active. And like Rav Hirsch says, the first step, that's what's significant. Not Sivan, when we get to Torah, when the moon's perfect, but the first move. But that first move, you need to do with your own foot. The curse is, why that in the middle of that parsha there, v'zacharti, what's the pasuk there? Ki ha'aretz is kol. I remember the land that, we said most of the Torah readers read it out loud, because it's not a curse. It might be a curse. Ki ha'aretz is kol. Hashem remembers the land, implying that we forgot it. It is a curse. And we maybe should read it quietly. Because there's going to be periods of time that Hashem will have to declare, I remember the land. That might mean that we, the people, forgot the land. Because we're in Mitzrayim for 210 years and it's so hard to leave Mitzrayim. That's the reason Hashem said, I'm doing Kiddush HaChodesh because I could pull you out of Mitzrayim. But you need to do that move. Are you willing to leave Mitzrayim? Like the moon. And that's going to be hard. But it's not about being perfect. It's about the journey. About the growing. Says Hashem, it's a curse when I'm going to only remember the land of Israel. Because you're going to forget it. You won't notice that you need to do the move to go back to Israel. These two ideas of Rav Hirsch about that it's a journey, it's slowly, it's a build-up, and it's about us. That's the way he convinced Rothschild and others to go back to Israel, that it's about time. Said Rav Kalischer in his book that I showed before, Drishat Zion, Hagi'ula, source number 5, הגאולה לא כנהר שוטף יגיע אלינו. The redemption is not like a flowing river, floating river that just comes and it's going to happen. אלא רק בכל דממה דקה. It's going to be quietly, you're barely going to notice it, because it's going to be slowly, slowly, מעט, מעט. Step by step. That was one mitzvah that Rav Hirsch said that we should learn from the moon. The idea of growing, the moon moves on. That's the significant part. Not when the moon is perfect, but about it moving, it growing. The geula will be the same idea. Me'at, me'at. Yatzmiach or noga, the light, until we'll carry nishen, until we're going to get to redemption. Mitchila, so not only is it going to be slowly, step by step, and that is the idea of doing the first step, like Kiddush HaChodesh, when it's small. Second idea, Rav Hirsch said, we need to do Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not going to just happen slowly. We need to create that. Mitchila yitzarech itaruta miletata. The beginning of that redemption will have to come from us. Itaruta miletata means awakeness of the down here. Shema'atzmenu, from us, natkif lemeivad uvda b'chol ha'ad, that we want to go out there and we want to build the land. We're going to bang on the table and say, Hashem, enough. Go out there and demonstrate, go convince people. Has to come from us. So Hashem could not say anymore, Ki ha'aretz is kol, but nobody else remembered the aretz. We need to show Hashem, no, you're not the only one to remember the land. That demand needs to come from us. Ve'az yanhir kutsha brichu le'almin. And then Hashem will do the next step. Sha'arei en yemot ha'mashiach achar bi'at mashiach ben David. He says, a lot of people think that Yemot HaMashiach means after Mashiach comes. Which Mashiach? Oh, Mashiach ben David. You know, the white donkey, whatever. No, it's not that. Ela rak kodem lachin. Yemot HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, are before Mashiach comes. Hazman asher yufalu bo yemei HaMashiach, bitasef, how did that start? Bitasef bnei Yisrael kibbutz achar kibbutz. When slowly but surely, Am Yisrael, they move themselves and come to the land. V'yathu mikneh. Vikinyan, and they build that land, and they buy houses there, and they live there, and they come visit there, and they talk about Israel, and it's there in their mind. That's going to be a first step, but that is a redemption. Says Rav Hirsch, the first step, exactly like the moon, when it's small, not when it's perfect. And that first step, Kiddush HaChodesh, you need to do it. You need to go to Beit Din. You need to bang on the table and say, Hashem, you're not the only one that remembers the land. We remember it also. That's a first step. Then, unfortunately, we have Yavo Gog, the not good times. I hope that's also behind us. Ve'az itgale Mashiach ben David. But that's the last step. The real redemption, says Rav Hirsch. And that was his sticker. That was his ticket. We need to do it, and redemption is about doing the first step. Ve'az yavo Mashiach ben David, v'imhera b'yameinu, amen. Chag Sameach. And we should all join this great, great house.